For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. As all our listeners know, rates of chronic diseases are higher in Kentucky than elsewhere, and in Appalachian Kentucky, even higher. I recently had an opportunity to speak with Dr. Nancy Schoenberg, Marion Pearsall Professor of Behavioral Science at the UK College of Medicine, who's also the Associate Dean for Research of the College of Public Health, about some research that she's been doing for over 15 years now.
This is just totally inexcusable. No woman should die from cervical cancer anymore. We've got remarkably efficacious prevention, and that primarily is in Pap tests. And those have been the standard of care for 60 years now. To have women continue to die from it, not a lot, but to have them die, even one, is unacceptable.
Dr. Schoenberg's basic approach is engaging the community and recruiting local advocates in increasing the rate of cervical cancer screening.
We basically started thinking that we needed to tap into local assets. All of our work is focused on local assets because at the end of the day, when the researchers leave, what communities need to do is to leverage their own resources and not be dependent on outsiders like ourselves to come in and to help. And those local assets are strong in the Appalachian context. So that is natural helpers, people who work within their communities to improve health or well-being in many ways. We have lots of institutions that are there that tend to do a lot of good partnership. And one of those institutions that we really focused on were faith-based. Mm-hmm. That's become a sort of hallmark of the work that we do now. So in partnership for that first project with about 30 churches, we started implementing this intervention, and it was to recruit women from churches, to have people rely or feel that there was a lot of trust in those faith communities, to locate our interventions within them, to draw our lay health advisors from those religiously based organizations. And that really worked well for us. So this particular intervention that's highlighted on the National Cancer Institute website was done with about 350 rural Appalachian women who were never or seldom screened for cervical cancer. We involved lay health advisors, local women who are talented, who could reach out to these women and to try to get them to sort of tailor some newsletters and to tailor some written communication and exchange and just visit with the women to talk to them about why it's important to get this, how they can get it, and to sort of empower these women to ultimately get screened.
And with the longitudinal advantage now of having a decade and a half of research, what sort of findings have you uncovered?
So those were very significant findings. So it worked. That intervention worked. And then on the basis of that intervention, we have expanded our work to include a lot of other health concerns, the evidence-based cancer screening. So colorectal cancer screening and breast cancer screening and cervical have been a big focal point for our work. And we've implemented new and expanded interventions that incorporate new scientific findings. So motivational interviewing has become a big part of what we do now because we know it works. And the community really likes this orientation. Then we expanded further to smoking cessation, and we modified an existing evidence-based intervention to be appropriate for this population. We did that work. We've done healthy eating and physical activity interventions. Now we have a relatively new one that is looking at respiratory disease. So we've really expanded and we've sort of become branded in these eight counties that we tend to work in southeastern Kentucky.
Are other universities or other health research groups looking at these models that you've created over the last 15 years?
I think so, and I think with the addition of the additional visibility front that is provided by the National Cancer Institute, that will help a lot to get the word out. So we do a lot of dissemination. We do a lot of presentations to local health departments, at national meetings, and we get a lot of coverage. And I go to the National Institutes of Health a fair amount, and we talk about our work there. There are lots of other investigators who are around, so the word gets out.
Is there anything I've neglected to ask you that you'd want to get out there for our listeners?
Well, I think just making sure that those of us who do this kind of work or who are in, say, an urban community, we can understand that there are so many assets and so many promises in other communities that we may not recognize unless we spend a good amount of time there talking to people, listening to people, getting their feedback. We don't have all the answers, those of us who come from more urban places or those of us who've studied these issues. It requires a very good partnership with local and talented individuals.
As always, there's much more information on our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.